Going right around the country for Ozmade, we are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, and you might have seen some larrikins from Violent Soho going around the streets of Brisbane. They were doing some door knocking. It's all about the brand new video for their latest single, Pick It Up Again, ahead of coming out tomorrow, the brand new album, Everything Is A-OK. And James Tidswell, the better looking Burt McCracken, he is joining us here tonight on Ozmade. Thank you so much for coming on.
No worries, dude. Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, I've got to ask you, did you do any planted houses? Because you're walking the streets, asking them if they want to hear your music, and then literally taking every piece of equipment that you need for a gig into the house and playing it for them.
We actually had this idea before we had the song. Yeah. It wasn't even meant to be a music video. It was just us on our iPhones going up and going door knocking. We thought it was so funny that we ended up getting our mate who we went to school with to come. He ended up making a video, and we door knocked for basically 2 days. I mean, we have hours. Yeah. In the end, we had to ask him to stop filming. We knocked on so many doors, and on the majority of the doors, everyone knew who we were. And was like, yeah, come in and play. We thought everyone was going to say no. It just wasn't what we were expecting. I knocked on one door, and the dude was just like, come in. And I was like, hey, can you do us a favor? Can you say no?
Yeah.
And that's because we couldn't get no. And we knocked on a door, set up, played, and down packed within 45 minutes. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen bands take longer to do a sound check. We had this thing down. It was a huge day, 36 degrees, Queensland 36 degrees too. And let me tell you, it's like 100% humidity on top. The 16-year-old birthday party. It's his kid's birthday party. We're like, holy shit, we're going to rock up and be rock stars. But that answers the door. There's no one in sight. There's a few balloons on the ground, on the floor. And I'm like, looking in. And then he's like, yeah, come in. They're in that room. 16-year-olds having a LAN party. Don't look up from the laptop. And, I mean, one of them even tells me he doesn't even know where he is or where he lives. I mean, I couldn't describe it. So the one that we thought was going to kill was the biggest, like, letdown, to the point that when we sent it to management, they even said, we think that's too awkward. But we will release it. Don't worry about that. We will release it. Yeah, I mean, we had some crazy responses. The one that we knock on the door and we start playing in the stairs, she's not a fan. So I say, Mikey, count us in, and we start playing. And as we did it, I was like, there is no way in the world Boredom is going to sing here. Boredom would never do that shit. Like, no way he's going to sit there on the stairs and sing along to me playing an electric Explorer not plugged in.
Yeah.
But he did, and it made for one of the best parts of the video, you know. But that whole idea, that's from 2 years ago. We were just taking the piss out of how hard it is to sell records.
So you followed up this one, Pick It Up Again. You followed up Laying on the Floor. What's it about?
I don't mind the lyrics or any of the music. It's all Luke's song. And I... But he says that's the most personal one on the record.
Just not to you.
Yeah, exactly. It was probably the first song that we wrote for the album. Mm-hmm. We didn't expect it to be on the album.
Sure.
And you know what? It's not actually even a single. It's just a common misconception because we made such a huge video for it.
Well, I like it because it's something that you watch as well and you just can't help but smile. Like, I was just like, had this big dumb grin on my face just watching the video.
Oh, dude, that's so rad. That was the general idea.
Seems to be going A-OK for you guys at the moment. And it's coming out tomorrow. So ahead of its release, we've got tonight to get amongst this. You're actually offering Soho fans the chance to win $250 to spend at their favourite record store with you guys actually bunking in with them.
Yep, exactly. And if we can't go to a record store for a while,
sure,
you can either spend it on your own or wait for us and we'll come hang out and go record shopping. We love records. We love music. We're fanatics of music. A big focus for us is local record stores, local businesses, now more than ever.
With the new music, you obviously would have had shows that are coming up. Do you reckon you're going to push them at the end of the year or are we looking to 2021? Or
I think we're the only band to cancel all of our shows that hadn't been announced and had been, as in we didn't put them at later dates. I mean, if I'm being brutally honest, like management and our booking agents internationally were pretty frustrated when we weren't prepared to push the dates back, because when you cancel, you got to refund all the tickets. So if you push back, then we're just cancelling it all. Not out of any reason other than, like, now it's just not the time to be focused on anything more than today. Yeah. I think today's enough for all of us. You know, let's not overwhelm ourselves. Yeah, we've been blessed with the career that we've had, and if that's what it is, then, man, be grateful. Mm-hmm. Today, let's all do the best that we can.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to play Everything Is A-OK. We're going to lead it up with Pick It Up Again, because it is one of my favourites from it. James Tidswell, thank you so much from Violent Soho for joining us here tonight on Ozmade.
Dude, so grateful. Thank you so much. G'day, it's James from Violent Soho, and this is Pick It Up Again.